AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In an Oval Office meeting, President Trump confronted South African President Cyril Ramaphosa with baseless claims of the systematic killing of white farmers.
We have many people that feel they're being persecuted and they're coming to the United States. So we take from many, many locations if we feel there's persecution or genocide.
Ramaphosa pushed back, pointing to members of his delegation.
If there was Afrikaner farmer genocide, I can bet you these three gentlemen would not be here, including my Minister of Agriculture.
The Justice Department's canceling settlements with Minneapolis and Louisville struck after police killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. But Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg says,
"We are moving ahead rapidly to continue implementing police reform that ensures constitutional policing while providing transparency and accountability."
Federal judge says the White House has violated a court order on deportations to third countries with a flight linked to South Sudan. And Lisa Dwyer has the latest on that New Orleans jailbreak.
10 men who broke out of a New Orleans jail last week clogged a toilet to get the water shut off so that they could escape through a hole behind it. Maintenance worker Sterling Williams is accused of helping them. His lawyer, Michael Kennedy, says his client is innocent.
He was told by a deputy there was no work order. He asked, and the deputy convinced him that as he was there, could he just look at it? He assessed the situation, determined he would have to shut off the water to fix it, which he did in his role as jail plumber.
Kennedy says Williams did not take the reported stabbing or shanking comment seriously.
He didn't take this as a threat. He wasn't acting out of fear. He was taking this as normal jailhouse banter.
Kennedy says that Williams did not know about the men's plan and did not allow the inmates to cut the pipe.
I think it was using the toilet specifically, and he had the misfortune of being the plumber on duty.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A cautionary tale about AI shortcuts.
The Heat Index, a special section published in the Chicago Sun-Times and Philadelphia Inquirer last week, included a recommended summer reading list. Only one problem, more than half of the books suggested didn't exist. The distributor King Features fired the writer who used artificial intelligence to produce the story. Marco Bascaglia admitted he used AI for help in his research, but didn't double-check what it produced. The blunder was first reported by the tech publication 404 Media. In a post on Facebook, the Chicago-based writer says he's not really sure he'll bounce back from this situation career-wise. Among the fake reading suggestions was The Last Algorithm by Andy Weir, described as a science-driven thriller following a programmer who discovers an AI system has developed consciousness. Also on the list, Nightshade Market by Minji Lin. Both authors are real, but the books are not. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.